102.7, and City Loafer there with Time After Time. The main news on the way with Bob and Bernie, and we crank up the jukebox following that and play two free 66 records, playing the Hollies and Scarlett O'Hara.
Oh, big flesh and more, what a picture, what a picture, what a photograph.
Kodak print, never ever late, just 1 hour is all you wait.
Fat hand, stamp your feet, bang it on the big bass drum. What a picture.
Stick it in your family album.
Fat hand, stamp your feet, bang it on the big bass drum. What a picture, what a service done to dum 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 dum.
One-hour photo, Lower Grafton Street, opposite Trinity College, Galleria and ILAC Center.
Peter Mark and Grafton's 3 keep your hair in perfect summer shape. Little Body Wave highlights all color with your new Peter Mark summer haircut. And get a free can of fabulous Valance 3 styling mousse worth £2.95. Put a summertime look in your hair today with Peter Mark and free Valance 3.
Get into boating and board sailing with All That a Marine. Buy the fabulous StarSurf sailboards or the 12-foot Scotsman sailing dinghy, and All Weather Marine will give you free lessons and arrange instant credit up to £1,000. All Weather Marine at Grand Canal Quay, open 7 days a week.
Oh my goodness, wait till I tell you, Michael. I found this fantastic nightclub, Sam's Late Night Bar at the Casablanca in Harcourt Street. I met my director, Mervyn, there. He's got all the best parts, but he keeps looking for them in the most ridiculous places.
Sam's Late Night Disco Bar under Casablanca in Harcourt Street. Full bar license until 2 a.m. Pints and shorts at 99p. And tonight, it's ladies free.
If you know what I mean.
Looking for a coach, caterer, function room? Call DAD
606666
anytime.
It's Jemison Jewellers time.
Broadcasting to Dublin on 819 kHz AM, 102.7 and 88 FM in stereo.
Radio Nova.
News at 1.
It's 1 o'clock on Wednesday, the 23rd of May. The news with Bernie Jameson and Bob Gallico, good afternoon. Murder squad detectives from Dublin have gone to Roscommon to join Gardaí there in the investigation of the death of an 8-day-old baby girl. The cause of death is still proving to be a mystery. State pathologist Dr. John Harbison carried out a post-mortem on the baby's body that was found in a water trough on Monday night. But Gardaí say the results of that were inconclusive and there'll have to be more tests. The baby's body was discovered just 2 hours after she was reported missing by her parents, Thomas and Pauline McConn from Muff in County Roscommon. In the North, the official unionists have announced that they're to return to the Assembly. Party leader Jim Molyneux said that 5 official unionist members are expected to take part in the first meeting of the Assembly's report committee today. Mr. Molyneux disclosed that a party meeting on Monday had left the decision to him, and he decided to end the boycott only last night. Mr. Molyneux said he trusted the other Assembly parties would reciprocate the official unionist evidence of good faith and move rapidly towards recommending some measure of devolution at the end of June. The decision by the official unionists has been welcomed by the North Secretary of State, Mr. James Pryor.
The work of dampening down the Royal Avenue Hotel in the center of Belfast, which was severely damaged by an overnight fire, is still continuing. Forensic science experts will move in later to try to find out how the fire started. Several floors of the hotel building were extensively damaged by the fire, which spread to adjoining premises. It took 8 fire engines to get the blaze under control. The head of the Industrial Development Board in the North says he is more confident than ever about bringing new jobs to the region. He says 10 companies are already interested in setting up at the IDB's research centre in Antrim. This follows the announcement yesterday by the American electronics company AVX that it plans to create 1,000 new jobs in the North in a £10 million deal. A new attempt to mediate in the Gulf War between Iran and Iraq is likely to get underway today. At the invitation of Saudi Arabia, the Syrian president is sending 2 diplomats to Iran. Syria has supported Iran throughout the 4-year conflict with Iraq. The United Nations Security Council is to debate claims by 6 Arab states of Iranian aggression against shipping in the Gulf. President Reagan has said the United States will not intervene in the Gulf War. He told a news conference in Washington that he believed the Gulf states wanted to take care of their own interests in the escalating military dispute between Iran and Iraq. Mr. Reagan said the U.S. plans for the Gulf, but he declined to reveal details.
At the same news conference in Washington, Mr. Reagan denied that he was responsible for worsening relations with the Soviets. He said the world is no closer to nuclear war than it had ever been in the past. Speaking on American policy in Central America, the president called on Congress to approve $61 million in emergency aid to El Salvador. And he also wants $21 million for right-wing anti-government forces in Nicaragua. Speaker of the House, Mr. Tip O'Neill, said he was unlikely to get this. Referring to his visit to Ireland, President Reagan said protests wouldn't spoil his homecoming. He believes that the demonstrations are just Irish hospitality. A four-day lull in the Lebanese civil war has ended with a night of battles on the outskirts of Beirut, in which two people were killed and nine wounded. The fighting between pro-Christian army units and Shiite Muslim and Druze militias came amid reports of a plan for a 6,000-strong elite military force to separate the warring factions. The Lebanese government would have to agree to a reorganization of the army to create a balance between Muslims and Christians before the plan could be approved.
The death toll in fighting between Muslims and Hindus in India has reached at least 140, officials say. Five people were killed yesterday when security forces fired on rival groups fighting running battles in Bombay. At least eight bodies were recovered today from the burnt-out ruins of homes and textile mills in Bhiwandi, a nearby town where sectarian violence erupted 6 days ago. Bombay itself was said to be tense, with fires on the outskirts of the city and police and army patrols increasing. Euro MPs have approved a move to get a new code of conduct among religious sects like the Moonies and Children of God. Tory MP Richard Cottrell spent over 2 years investigating religious groups. He urged common market action to protect the rights of recruits. He said some sects involve prostitution, sexual abuse of children, brainwashing and coercion, and his new code would allow people to leave a movement if they wanted to have access to their friends and family and the right to change their minds. His report was attacked by two colleagues. They said it was insensitive, and if passed, it would outlaw baptism and confirmation.
Plans for EEC spending of just over £20,000 next year were presented to the European Parliament in Strasbourg this morning. That's £1,400 million more than the common market's expected revenue this year, and the 10 member states may have to provide some kind of loan to make up the shortfall. The Communities Budget Commissioner today appealed to all 10 countries to promise extra funds so that the EEC continued to work normally. Two people were killed and 11 injured when a bomb exploded in the Bogota offices of the Honduran airline company in Colombia. The bomb apparently went off before a group of youths could plant it inside the building. Fire swept through part of the United States Embassy in Warsaw last night, damaging offices. Firemen spent 2 hours extinguishing the blaze. A senior U.S. Olympic Committee official has predicted that up to 50 nations may boycott the Los Angeles Games. Colonel Don Miller, executive director of the committee, told a symposium in New York that the Soviet Union was to blame for starting the boycott. East Germany, Bulgaria, Czechoslovakia, Poland, Hungary, Laos, Vietnam, Mongolia, and Afghanistan have also pulled out, and Cuba is expected to announce its withdrawal today.
The Canadian Prime Minister has joined the calls for compassion to be shown to dissident Mr. Andrei Sakharov by the authorities in the Soviet Union. Mr. Sakharov and his wife Yuliana Bonner have been fasting in a bid to be allowed to obtain medical treatment outside of the USSR for Mrs. Bonner. Mr. Trudeau appealed directly to the Soviet president when he told the Canadian House of Commons, "I hereby make a public appeal to Mr. Chernyenko to consider compassion in the treatment of Soviet citizens." At the trial of the former car magnate John DeLorean, the main prosecution witness has spent the third consecutive day in the witness box. James Timothy Hoffman offered further evidence in the form of a videotape of a meeting with DeLorean where profits from drug smuggling were discussed. DeLorean is accused of trying to buy drugs to raise cash in order to save his businesses, including the Belfast-based sports car company.
In Britain, miners' leader Arthur Scargill has said today's talks between the National Coal Board and the Miners' Union will go ahead. Speaking on BBC TV last night, Mr. Scargill said the picket line outside the Coal Board headquarters would be withdrawn at about this time. Earlier, Labour Energy spokesman Stan Orme said the meeting would not take place because the union executive would not cross the picket line and the Coal Board refused to meet anywhere else. Some miners at Agecroft Colliery near Manchester have joined the coal strike and are picketing their own pit gate. But many others on the day shift have gone to work in defiance of the union's threat to suspend them from membership for 5 years. 50 Derbyshire miners expelled from the union for crossing picket lines have been told that unless they join their striking colleagues, they'll lose the chance of an appeal and could forfeit their membership. Police said about 1,200 pickets were out in North Derbyshire today. And leaders from 33 miners' unions around the world have called for a blockade of coal shipments to Britain in support of the National Union of Mine Workers. Mr. Adolf Schmidt, president of the Miners International Federation, said in Luxembourg that the move was in support of the British Union strike against proposed pit closures. The federation includes miners from Western Europe, the United States, Latin America, South Africa, and Asia.
MPs will today have an emergency debate on British Leyland's decision to close plants at Bathgate and Leeds with the loss of over 2,000 jobs. The opposition demanded the debate after Industry Secretary Mr. Norman Tebbit announced the closures as part of the company's corporate plan. Shadow Industry Secretary Mr. Peter Shaw said both closures were in areas with high unemployment. The Bathgate workforce are staging a sit-in at the plant in protest at the decision. Railway union leaders are to hold talks with their employers to try and avert next month's threatened strike over pay. The general secretaries of the NUR, the Train Drivers Union, ASLEF, and the Transport Salaried Staffs Association will hold talks with the British Railway Board this afternoon. It's thought that the new pay offer of around 4.9% will not be enough to prevent the threatened action due to start on May 30th. The main stumbling block at the talks remains the union's insistence that productivity and pay be treated as separate issues in the negotiations.
So today's financial report at lunchtime, the Irish pound against sterling 80.77 and against the dollar 1.1201. On the foreign currency exchange, your punt is worth today 3.0718 Deutschmarks, 9.4340 French francs, and oil and mining share prices today are Atlantic Resources 94p, Arran Energy 67.5p, Beulah Resources 30p, and Eglinton Oil and Gas £2.90. On the London market at noon today, spot gold was standing at 378 and three quarters US dollars per fine ounce. Spot silver, £6.55 sterling, also per fine ounce. Financial Times Index at 11 a.m. today was down 2.2 at 854.1. And on Wall Street last night, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 8.69 at 1116.62. Financial report courtesy of Comex Commodity Brokers at 608-977.
And the weather forecast for the Dublin area, mainly dry with brighter sunny spells and some light rain or drizzle. The city high today is 16 degrees Celsius. Winds are east to northeasterly, moderate, force 4 to 6 on Dublin Bay. High tide in Dublin is at 6:55 p.m. and sunset this evening is at 9:32 p.m.
That's the independent radio news from Dublin. The time is 10 minutes past 1 from Bernie and myself.
Good afternoon.
Radio Nova. Her body fascinates me, I can't look away now.
102.7 Radio Nova at lunchtime, playing two for the over-18s. And the old instrumental is getting a good inning today. We've had one by Bee Bumble and the Stingers before. One. And there, Jed Harris and Tony Meehan with Scarlett O'Hara. Well, my shade of primrose, Vivian Lee was, which is all Red Butler. But before that, stop from the Hollies.
Hey, Belgie, what about some service around here?
What can I do for you, Minel?
I'm looking for this dame, see? They say she's got a lot of class. Kind of smooth operator, but she can pack a punch, know what I mean?
She sounds familiar. Do you have a name?
Yeah, it's Stella something.
Ah, you have come to Belgium, Minel, on a wild goosing chest, I think. This is Stella.
Now, hold it, mister. This is a drink.
Correct, Minel. This is Stella, the smooth, strong Belgian lager.
Sounds like my kind of dame.
Stella Artois, the smooth, strong Belgian lager. Available almost everywhere.
Old Bridge Concrete have opened new showrooms in Dublin.
Interesting.
They want a new name to describe it.
How about Old Bridge Patios?
Well, that doesn't tell the full story. It says here that Old Bridge make much more than patio slabs, like screen wall blocks, path edging, fountains, bird baths, sundials, plant pots.
And you want a name to cover all that?
I see what you mean.
Yes, so let's just call it Old Bridge Patios for short.
Visit Old Bridge Patio's new showroom, 122 Lower Baggot Street, Dublin, and make the garden part of your home. Laying service available.
Caramba! These three more refreshers are so fruity and fizzy. My sombrero, it is dancing up and down. Hey, you know what I think? I think my hat is tipping itself to Trebor for making these great refreshers.
Trebor refreshers. Fizzy enough to make a Mexican hat dance.
You can go right out and shout it. There is no doubt about it. Dunn Stores, better value, beats them all.
Dunn Stores, great better value food center, reopens at Port Monarch on Thursday next. With lower food prices and wider than ever selection of fresh food, Dunn Stores Port Monarch makes shopping a pleasure. Call to the new look. Dunn Stores Port Monarch opens Thursday.
No matter where you go, you'll hear the people say, St. Bernard's the brand of quality today. Dunn Stores, better value, beats them all.
Stereo 102.7 FM.
No answer. I put you my
Area 102 playing all your favorites. That's Rod Stewart, blonde cop, more fun. He's big on blondes. He's got a new lady in his life. Kelly Amberg, a 25-year-old blonde, who, by all accounts, throbs with anticipation every time Rod sings.
Did I do that right?
You were throbbing with anticipation, you did. Meanwhile, back in the motel room.
Hello, you thrill seeker. Rick D's here with an offer you can't refuse. The perfect thing for your weekend, the weekly Top 40 Countdown with unbelievable stuff. Like the weekly Top 40 Challenge, where you can win a terrific prize. D's Leads and News of the Offbeat. And our special in-studio guest,
the Go-Go's!
We'll see you this weekend for the weekly Top 40 Countdown.
Saturday mornings, 10 a.m. to 2 on Radio Nova.
Power to the sun. And run down the railway.
hits all day long, all summer long, too, on 102.7. David Bowie's Modern Love. And so, to the man who released a record, There's No Room to Rumba in My Sports Car, Elvis Presley. And a good afternoon to Barbara Madden of Chandler's Avenue in Dublin 9. And the two records she's chosen, oh, my goodness. If you're in the chip shop, get them to turn up the volume, because it's Oh Solo Mio and Hound Dog.
Free, 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 Maxwell Pocket Calculator.
It adds up and it divides, it subtracts and multiplies. It will give you a square root, it can calculate your loot.
It not only will do that,
it works out percentage back.
Details where you see the calculator sign.
If you're all fingers and all thumbs, when you try your hand at some,
why not improve your situation?
Your friendly Maxell station.
Free, 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 Maxell Pocket Calculator.
Rent a brand new 1984 Nissan from Windsor Rent-A-Car. Windsor Rent-A-Car for new cars and keenest rates, especially for long-term hire. Remember, for 1984 Nissans and keenest rates, Windsor Rent-A-Car, Roy Alto and Bachelor's Walk. Telephone 780-800.
Ladies, keep fit to music at Powers Hotel Kildare Street. Every evening, Monday to Friday, two classes, 6 to 7 and 7 to 8:15. Free introductory classes all this week.
Get into boating and board sailing with Orva the Marine. Buy the fabulous Star Surf sailboards or the 12-foot Scotsman sailing dinghy, and Orva the Marine will give you free lessons and arrange instant credit up to £1,000. Orva the Marine at Grand Canal Quay, open 7 days a week.
Want to save money on dry cleaning? How about 95p for a pair of trousers? That's right. For the incredible advance payment of only 95p, you can have your trousers beautifully cleaned at Zip Cleaners, Crumlin Shopping Centre and 9 Mead Street. Remember, trousers dry cleaned for just 95p at Zip Cleaners, Crumlin Shopping Centre and 9 Mead Street.
The best music.
John Clark.
On Radio Nova.
When I first saw you, with your smile so tender, my heart was captured, my soul surrendered. I spent a lifetime waiting for the right time. Now that you're near, the time is here. Just like a willow, we would cry an ocean if we lost true love and sweet devotion. Your lips excite me, let your arms invite me, for who knows when we'll meet again this way.
It's now or never, my love.
those fancy records for Barbara Madden, her favorite too as well. Barbara Madden of Shamus Avenue, Dublin 9, who wins the Elvis record as well from her good friends at Dolphin Discs. And thanks for writing to us at P.O. Box 1433 with your two favorites. Hound Dog from 56. It's Now or Never, O Solo Mio. From that well-known film, Kissing Cousins. The Italian version of Kissing Gondolas.
My baby, he don't talk sweet. He ain't got much to say. But love, love, love me. I know that he loves me anyway.
Maybe he's
Bob at lunchtime playing Laura Branigan and Self Control. And when that breaks, it's going to be a large hit, equally as big as Pat Benatar and Love of the Battlefield. Now, good afternoon to Jared Kenny, Main Street Manute, celebrating his birthday today. And Manute, always find a favorite here in the afternoon. So happy birthday, Jared. Nice to know you're an Elvis fan as well. Some music for you on the way.
Race for style. It's always the dark horse that wins. Dark horse jeans. For men who want to look good. And for women who know they do. Dark horse. In plain and stretched denim. Canvas and cords. And with in-between sizes to make them fit every occasion. Are you a dark horse? Dark horse jeans, the perfect cover.
Now you're free to try Lillette's with a special free sample.